Today, HBO embarks on a risky experiment in primetime programming, a new drama series called In Treatment that's about a psychotherapist and his patients. What's risky isn't so much the subject as how it's being presented. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Therapy sessions on TV are nothing new. They were pricelessly funny on The Bob Newhart Show and endlessly fascinating on The Sopranos. Endlessly fascinating because The Sopranos never ended. And from the true-life confessionals of Dr. Phil to the circus antics of Jerry Springer, people talking about their problems always has proven to be a popular form of television, however repugnant. But In Treatment, premiering tonight on HBO, is something new because of the way it's presented. Based on a hit series from Israel, which pioneered this unusual way of scheduling a primetime series, In Treatment stars Gabriel Byrne as Paul, a therapist treating a handful of patients on a rotating basis. Every Monday, we see Paul with Laura, a patient for a year who suspects she may be in love with him. On Tuesdays, Paul sees Alex, a brand new patient, a bomber pilot recently back from Iraq. On Wednesdays, it's another new patient, Sophie, a teen gymnast and Olympic hopeful, with two broken arms. On Thursdays, it's a session of couples therapy with Jake and Amy, who have plenty of problems. And on Fridays, Paul seeks out guidance from his own therapist, Gina. That weekly schedule is repeated for 9 weeks. That's 45 half-hour shows in all, just about the length of a full season's worth of a one-hour drama series. Logistically, viewers should know that there are lots of ways to catch up, from online to on-demand. But the really important thing to know is that In Treatment is worth the effort. I can see why the concept caught on in Israel, because it's addictive. Each episode and each week adds more components, more conflicts, more surprises. I've seen 7 weeks out of the nine, and I can't wait to see the rest. A large part of the success of In Treatment comes from the actors. Each episode is like a one-act play, very intimate, very demanding. But you never see the actors playing for the cameras or reaching for too much. Gabriel Byrne, who's been a favorite actor of mine ever since Miller's Crossing, is in every episode and never falters. And the rest of the actors are up to the challenge as well. In Treatment is exceptionally well cast. My favorites include Diane Wiest as Paul's therapist, Blair Underwood as the Iraqi war veteran, Josh Charles as the hostile husband in couples therapy, and Melissa George from Alias as Laura, the patient who reveals that she's been fixated on Paul. That's the session that starts off the series, and it sets the hook almost instantly.
How long have you felt like this?
A year. From the first session, I thought it'd go away. I thought it's just an infatuation, that's all. But it's getting worse. You've become the center of my life.
Laura, I'm your therapist. The parameters and the limitations are established and ethically defined. I'm not an option.
Just to show you how complicated things get, let's jump to week five. Alex, the pilot played by Blair Underwood, has met and dated Laura after meeting her outside Paul's office. Paul's not really comfortable with that. But, as Alex points out, Paul's not comfortable with a lot.
See, that's the real problem with all your theories, Paul. They completely ignore your side of the whole equation, that you are also human. Yeah, you have this nice theory that I see you as my father, and that's why I want to, defy you. But what about you? Why do you keep making it seem as if you have no personal stake in this? As if you're only here for me? It's a deception, Paul. Okay. Let's take Laura, for example. You play such a big role in her life, it's unbelievable. She knows nothing about you. She's sure you're one of the most perfect people she's ever met, and she hasn't the faintest idea of who you are, what your beliefs are, how long you've been married, nothing. I mean, doesn't that just seem a little insane to you? Who are you? Really?
This tiny universe of Paul's continues to widen. Eventually, we meet the mother of the young gymnast who attends a session, And, most tellingly of all, we spend more and more time with Paul's wife, Kate. She's played by the remarkable Michelle Forbes from Homicide: Life on the Street, and, more recently, from Battlestar Galactica. When we get our first glimpses of Kate, she seems fairly hostile and aloof. Before long, we discover why. In Treatment is one long exercise in discovery. It explores therapy while humanizing therapists. And it's a series of character studies as concentrated as compelling as you'll find anywhere on television. I'm so into this show, I'm not thinking primarily about the caliber of the performances. I'm worried about what will happen to the characters. That's a sign, I think, of a really good TV series. Then again, it may be a sign that I need some professional help. And I know just the therapist I'd like to consult.
David Bianculli writes about television for TVWorthWatching.com.